This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Episode 66, World of Robots.
Another 600 episodes, and the evil shall be unleashed.
Speaking of leashes, does anyone know of any good cat girl animes? No. Cat girls aren't real. That's just your imagination wanting ladies to lick themselves clean. You're strange.
Five sentences end, and y'all had to make it weird.
Well, you really should just get to the point.
Yeah, well, Danny Elfman is finally coming out with a new solo album. It's been like, 37 years? Wow, that is insane.
37 years?
Well, apparently.
But he made many albums.
No. See, this is like a non-soundtrack album, like music with words.
Oh, word music.
Apparently it was made while in lockdown, so that should be an interesting listen.
I'll buy it.
Oh, and oddly enough, the same day that album comes out, which I think is June 11th, a new AFI album is coming out and a new Garbage album.
Really? Garbage? You mean like, I'm only happy when it rains? Those people?
Yeah, don't sing that song, come on. I used to like Garbage. You still do?
Boy!
Aside from that, news from the world from my perspective has been limited as I have decided to take a step back from human idiocy.
How is that even possible?
Well, I generally don't go out, so that's easy. And the next step is to just back away from internet everything just for a bit. So I've been cleaning up my news feeds by deleting or unfollowing people who post toxic crap every day. And I'm slowly whittling my content down to stuff I actually like by people who don't suck.
I'm like, that's a daunting task, isn't it? I mean, the world is just filled with toxicity and cancel culture and social agendas and, you know, people hating each other and all that. I mean, how do you even find something not toxic anymore? Society has been imbued with negativity. It's everywhere!
Well, actually, it's kinda easy. As soon as you get rid of that fear of missing out emotion that society seems to want to program into everyone these days, you just stop giving a crap. You miss something, you miss something. It's fine.
But how am I gonna get me anime news?
Dude, you can still get anime news. Just don't follow people who feel the need to post "your waifu is trash" memes every 20 minutes trying to incite an weeb riot, you know?
You know, I'll hate that meme. My waifus are not trash! Fight me!
You see? This is what I mean.
I see why people become toxic now. Show anger!
So, while I took a break from ye old toxic internet, I queued up some old movies, like Galaxy Quest, Firewalker, and Pump Up the Volume.
Wow, digging through the crates for those!
Firewalker is an odd movie with Chuck Norris and Louis Gossett Jr., where they go searching for some, I don't know, some mystical crap. Kind of like one of those Alan Quartermain movies from the 80s with Richard Chamberlain.
You know, I did like the scores to those movies. You know, they had an epic theme that, you know, they kind of ran into the ground. But, you know, Jerry Goldsmith, man! Great composer.
Pump Up the Volume had Christian Slater in it, who is usually excellent in his early roles. He plays this pirate radio talk show guy who's just disrupting the airwaves with raw talk about suburban hollowness and so on and so on. It's worth a watch if you can get your mindset into that time period, you know, when radio mattered.
I haven't listened to radio in many moons. How come radio is, like, dead now? I mean, all it is the usual top 40 nonsense over and over. I mean, I'll generally go out of my way not to listen to it. I mean, because it's just so dreadful in the States. You know, at least in the UK we had the Peel sessions and all that. You know what you got here? Nothing. You got nothing.
Galaxy Quest.
Never give up. Never surrender.
Yeah, that one. I didn't really care for it the first time I watched it for some reason, because I think at the time I was just looking for more depth in film, like Wes Anderson stuff. But after a rewatch, it's just pretty good goofy fun.
Oh, that's where, like, Tim Allen plays a Captain Kirk, Star Trek-type actor who ends up in a real starship because some wank aliens think this TV show he was on was real.
Yeah, that's the one. They were supposedly thinking about making a sequel, but I don't think that's gonna happen, because Alan Rickman is dead. He played Dr. Lazarus, if I remember. That man was brilliant. Yes, he was. So, that got me on an Alan Rickman appreciation binge watch. So, I went back to the Harry Potter films and skipped all the garbage just to get to his on-screen performances as Professor Snape. They should have made a Snape movie while he was still not dead. That would have been amazing! I mean, he was so good in that role. He was, like, brilliant. Yeah, unfortunately, life. But at least he's left behind a ton of cool content for people to enjoy. He was Hans Gruber in Die Hard 2. Yeah, everyone knows that. Anyway, so aside from that, I've just been doing the usual behind-the-scenes stuff. So, at least for this week, if you want news, I got none. Thankfully. Begley! Boy, what have you been up to? Nothing, actually. I tried to catch up on some anime, but Jermaine was whining. I tried to play some games, but Jermaine was whining. I tried to make some lunch, but Jermaine was whining.
I sense a pattern here. Shall I do away with the one named Jermaine?
Not just yet. Okay, she's still getting government checks, so wait until those run out.
Very well.
Hilsey! Hi! What have you been up to? Oh, jeez. Well, the animated worky work, the story of our adventures, doodles, no time for snacks, online forms, haunted toasters, tall blue lady visits for candy. I mean, what haven't I done? Yeah, stop bothering the tall lady, okay? She has enough to deal with trying to handle that fat carrot. That carrot, that sounds rather suggestive, mate. You know, the tall lady's got to handle the fat carrot. You know what I mean? Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, you know? Come on, dude. Anyway, let's see, is there any last-minute news I can squeeze into this podcast? Like, I'm literally scrolling through news garbage right now.
Perhaps we can discuss my appearance and why I look like a reject from of Adventure Time?
Yeah, and what happened to those larger circles we were supposed to get?
I do not want larger circles.
Well, what do I do? I can draw larger circles, but platforms don't want larger circles. But then, that's all they show. But we can't show larger circles. So they can make money off of larger circles, but we can't make money off of larger circles. So I can't draw larger circles, even though my circles are just fake circles, and platforms use real circles on real ladies. But when we draw circles on fake ladies, we get in trouble and become homeless. I don't know what to do anymore. What do I do?
Just leave her as is, okay? I'm tired of the constant changes and everyone complaining about it. The internet sucks, and people's inability to differentiate between reality and fiction is why we can't have anything nice.
So, no larger circles?
No.
How about squares?
Come on, dude.
Square bosoms? I mean, I will try anything once.
No squares.
Ugh, square boobs. Anyway, while scrolling through the news, a bunch of people died, everyone is trying to race bait each other, and the media likes to create a social divide amongst humanity merely to generate clicks, views, and engagement in order to generate ad revenue. So, I'm not gonna even give them the click. Everyone out there, take a break from social media crap for a while, okay? It's just a bunch of redundant hate and anger that could all be avoided if media wasn't constantly fanning the flames of social injustice in order to generate controversy and thus ad revenue.
That is sound advice. As controversy is the new marketing.
Yeah, and I'm tired of everything getting hyped and then somehow turned controversial in order to sell some garbage. Hey, companies, your bottom line isn't worth the mental health of an entire country. Stop creating hate between people so you can get views. That goes for YouTubers, bloggers, and any social media what the hell ever personality is out there. You guys got a responsibility to make things better. You're just making them worse. You're all in a position to make lives better. Why bombard them with mental anguish every day? Let them breathe.
Is this why Jermaine isn't in a new series? Too much mental, I'm so depressed.
Yeah, that's part of it. Besides, you know, I cannot deal with her crap every day, you know? It's just, you tried making toast, she burst into tears. Screw that. Susie June is just way more chill. Yeah, well, I mean, she doesn't speak by choice, you know? I don't see why. You know, it's just like, you know, say hello every once in a while. You know, I don't want to get a text. Oh, speaking of which, Pilsy,
hi.
I want you to reboot this entire podcast with your doodles. Everything.
Wait. I kind of like the backgrounds of the video versions, though, you know? Kind of has that punk zine feel from back in the day.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If we reboot this entire podcast and work it into the new series, you can be that squirrel that shows up in a new series just for the podcast.
Right, fine. Put me all the way in the back. You know, just ignore the fact that I exist and oh, he only shows up doing podcasts and all that. And fine. What a waste. I used to be the star of it. I was in the series, at least, if I wasn't the star.
Whatever. Just do the things. Everyone do things, and if you're gonna go look at stuff on the internet, make sure it's not some stressful nonsense everyone tries to shove down your throat. If you're wondering why you all got anxiety, it's because you've been looking at the news way too much. Your life is probably stressful enough. Stop adding on top of that with BS clickbait, okay? Be well, stay safe, avoid stupidity.
I just did a search for larger circles on the female species, and honestly, I'm a bit jealous now.
Yeah, well, you can only deal with what you got, right? Okay? Accept yourself as you are, and let's all move on.
But I can be modded.
You tried that once, love, and you ended up with an extra appendage, you know, as it were.
Yes. I have small fragments of corrupted memory of that.
Yeah, you kind of enjoyed yourself for a while, but, you know, all things must pass. Are we doing larger circles right now? I need a no! Damn it!
No larger circles. We're going triangles!
I already have a triangle, and you can't touch it.
What?